This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois' ban on semi-automatic weapons will stand for now. The Supreme Court today declined to review that judgment. Justices Samuel Alito dissented, and Clarence Thomas issued a statement calling Illinois' ban highly suspect. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic-led legislature approved bans last year on AR-15s and high-capacity ammunition magazines. That weaponry was used in the 2022 Highland Park mass shooting that killed seven people and wounded 48. Several gun rights advocates sought an injunction on the ban. They argued it violated the Second Amendment, but a federal appeals court disagreed. Now, the case is still being challenged in a lower court, but for now, the gun control group GPAC praised the high court's unwillingness to block Illinois' ban. Lurie Children's Hospital says nearly 800,000 people may have been exposed this year in a cybersecurity attack. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports parents are just finding out by mail what information might have been stolen from them or their kids, names, birthdays, account numbers, for example. James Lee works with the Identity Theft Resource Center and says the best thing parents can do is freeze their children's credit.
You shouldn't wait for there to be a data breach notice telling you that your child's information has been compromised. Go ahead and do it ahead of time.
He says a child's social security number is far more valuable than an adult's. Criminals use them to apply for jobs and establish new identities. To freeze your credit, you can contact all three major credit bureaus. It's free, and for kids, it lasts until they turn 18. The Chicago Bears property in Arlington Heights is at the center of another controversy over the firing of a Cook County employee. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports Frank Calabrese worked for the County Board of Review until Commissioner Samantha Steele fired him. Calabrese argues he refused Steele's request this year to leak an internal memo about the taxable value of Arlington Park, where the Bears have considered building a new stadium. Those allegations surfaced last week in a federal lawsuit. Here's Matt Castardo, a lawyer for Calabrese.
Frank saw things, was asked to do things that he thought were unethical or improper.
Steele was first elected in 2022, and she declined to comment on the case. A new report from the Illinois Department of Transportation shows an increase in traffic stops last year. My colleague Amy Chin reports the number of traffic stops made by police agencies across the state last year increased by 12%. About 2.3 million stops were made. That's a figure close to pre-pandemic levels. The report also shows black drivers were nearly twice as likely to be stopped by police than white drivers, and they were more likely to be stopped multiple times. For instance, black drivers were 300% more likely to be stopped 4 to 10 times. Weather, we've got a sunny, breezy, warm day, high in the mid-80s. Cloudy tonight, maybe a few showers overnight, a low in the low 70s, and becoming sunny on Wednesday, a high again in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.